Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So maybe you saw that hit YouTube video last year called Stuff White Girls Say to Black Girls by Francesca Ramsey.
My grandma hates collards. Wait, is that racist?
Why isn't there a white entertainment television?
Is it, like, bad to do blackface? Is that still, like, a thing?
You can say the N-word, but I can't. How is that okay?
Yeah, remember that video, Stuff White Girls Say to Black Girls, except the first word wasn't really stuff? Well, Francesca Ramsey, designer, blogger, comedian, not necessarily in that order, keeps making videos, and she just made one for WNYC about social media etiquette.
And before you even ask, no, your baby does not need its own Facebook page, okay? Updating a status message with, "I just took a big poop," is not only weird, but it's really gross.
So Francesca Ramsey, from her new video on social media etiquette, delicately titled, "You Suck at Social Media." We will hear more excerpts as Francesca Ramsey joins us now to talk more about social media etiquette. Hello. Welcome.
Hi.
To the BL Show.
Thanks for having me.
And just to introduce you to everyone, you describe yourself online, as I said, as Francesca Lee Ramsey, designer, blogger, comedian, not necessarily in that order. Okay, what order?
There is no order. It changes depending on what the next gig is.
And listeners, you heard that one about giving babies their own Facebook pages. We can collect your social media pet peeves and social etiquette tips or react to Francesca's. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post them to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. So do you actually know people who give their babies their own Facebook pages?
Yes, I have a friend of a friend who had a Facebook page before the baby was actually born, and it would post updates about, like, "I'm kicking mommy, I'm almost ready to come." It was just very strange.
That's the fetus's own Facebook. The anti-abortion
yes.
movement will love that. And how do they write? In their baby's voice as if they were the baby?
Yeah, that was what was really strange about it.
How about, "This colic is a beast. Will my intestines feel like this my whole life?"
It was just bizarre. And I get that maybe, you know, people are excited and they want to do something that's fun and maybe can share with family. But there's a line.
And then the mom posts under her own name, "Ooh, she's so smart. She knows what intestines are." Like they're having a conversation. "My baby is so cognitive." I guess why that's why they call it a status line.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Here's an excerpt, another excerpt from the video of social media etiquette, tips and pet peeves.
"Now, my number one social media pet peeve has to be spam. You would think this is a no-brainer, but sending unsolicited mass messages is considered spam. But I see small businesses and individuals doing this on Twitter all of the time, sending out mass tweets promoting their mixtape or music video or brand or whatever."
"Yo, you gotta listen to this mixtape. Yo, Vibe, check out my mixtape. Gotta make sure you download my mixtape."
So spam is bad. Thank you for discovering that for us.
It's honestly, it still blows my mind that people need to be reminded of this. But I think a lot of times people get so excited to promote themselves that they start using this spammy tactic.
Do you think spam is different on Twitter than the original kind, which was mostly email?
I think it's a little bit different because you're more likely to actually open Twitter spam because you think, "Oh, look, I got a new tweet. I'm so excited." And then you realize that it has nothing to do with you and you're not interested in it.
And so spam is bad, but then you give us actual advice, like with a metric.
"So if you're using social media to promote your business or grow your brand, your feed has to have balance. Here's a pie chart that I made of your Twitter feed. I think it should be 30% about you and 70% content of value. And when I say value, I mean things that are funny or interesting or newsworthy, things that people want to actually hear about."
So I like that rule of thumb. Promote yourself, okay, but give up some content too, if you want me to think of you as more than just a one-person marketing firm, right?
Absolutely. I mean, not everyone uses Twitter for the same reasons, which is why I put that up front. I mean, if your Twitter is just to connect with your friends and family, absolutely tweet about yourself to your heart's content. But if you are a small business or an artist or, you know, you're looking for work of some sort, then you want to attract followers by talking about things that they want to hear about.
Of course, Twitter is kind of self-correcting in that way, because if someone gets too annoying for too long, I have one word for them.
Twitter jail.
Yeah, unfollow.
Absolutely. But even if you tweet too much, Twitter will put you in what's called Twitter jail, where they will turn off your Twitter. You won't be able to tweet.
How does that work?
You hit a certain number. I'm not sure what it is, but if you're tweeting like too much, your Twitter will basically like put you on lockdown for an hour, I believe. But absolutely, unfollowing. But a lot of times, you're not following people that are spamming you. They might tweet the spam to you or tweet the information that they're talking about to you.
We blocked someone recently who posted 57 tweets in 1 hour to us on the same political point that they were trying to make.
It's just ridiculous.
Twitter jail for you. Have you ever unfollowed anyone?
Yes, I unfollow people on the regular, on Twitter and on Facebook. I am swift. Like, if it's something that I just can't deal with, I'm done.
For what?
You know what? On Facebook, actually, around election time, this year wasn't so bad, but during the Obama's first election, I had to unfriend a lot of people that were saying some, like, very, like, not cool things, whether they were, like, just super racist or just really offensive and rude. And so I think that politics is a great way to clean up your feed.
So, listeners, what are some of your social media pet peeves and etiquette tips? You want to get in on this? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Or talk about the ones Francesca Ramsey is bringing up here on her new video, delicately titled "You Suck at Social Media." I don't think Miss Manners would approve of your title, by the way.
I think that sometimes you just got to be really honest and upfront with people to get their attention.
I think people are really enjoying listening to you, and they're like being, I don't know, they're being shy, because we have, you know, tens of thousands of people who all have very strong opinions about social media.
I think
media.
Maybe they're worried that I'm going to be, like, you know, tough on them.
Totally judgmental. Because you start this video saying this is about, like, tough love.
Absolutely. I think that tough love is the best way to learn.
So come on, people. Come out here. Your social media pet peeves and etiquette tips. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Where were we? Oh, unfollowing people. This, of course, applies to Facebook, too. And, you know, we heard from some of our Facebook fans recently about unfriending, or is it defriending? I still don't know. But this was unfriending people who creeped them out after the Boston bombing.
Oh,
and we got
a whole list.
Like, one person wrote that somebody that they knew and were friends with on Facebook wrote that they thought that Tsarnaev brothers were hot. And
that was
like
a big one. There are Tumblr pages dedicated to them, how attractive these young girls think that they are, which is really strange and really creepy.
All right. Back to your etiquette video. Your pet peeve number three is about email.
Now, email isn't really social media, but it is definitely digital, and there are tons of faux pas that I see in email every single day. But probably the biggest one is if you're messaging more than five people that don't know each other, please, please, for the love of God, use BCC. Because I don't want to expose my email to a bunch of strangers who are going to put me on lists and send me all types of crap that I don't want. Which reminds me, if someone does make the mistake of putting you on a huge group email, please do not hit reply all, because the last thing that I want is to get 80 messages saying, thanks, love ya, see you at the party, cute picture, LOL. Like, no, stop.
Why don't you like small talk? I've seen your Twitter feed.
I have no problem with small talk, but when people hit reply all, it's literally 10, 20 people listing one sentence for no reason and clogging up my inbox.
Sometimes people just need a little bit of goosing. Now all our lines are full.
Oh, yay!
And Mackenzie in Astoria, you're on WNYC with Francesca Ramsey. Hello.
Hi. So I just wanted to say my big pet peeve is when people use Facebook like it's Twitter.
I agree.
Social events when, like, the Oscars come on and everyone is just, like, status after status after status. It drives me crazy.
I think that's a really big one. I think people have to understand that Twitter is a microblogging site, and that's where you can post multiple updates, and I'm going to see them for 2 seconds, and then they're going to be gone, and I'm going to see other people's. Facebook is really to connect with friends, share things that you're interested in, but those posts are going to stay there for a long time. So if you post multiple things, it's going to clog up my feed, whereas on Twitter, I'm going to see them, and then they're going to be gone 5 minutes later.
Jerry in Scotch Plains, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
My pet peeve is when people correct your grammar or your spelling on Facebook.
Ooh, that one's a big one. I have to be totally honest. Sometimes that happens with me, but it's usually when people are trying to insult me on social media. Like, if you're going to insult me, please check your spelling. But besides that, I think that kind of correcting grammar is a little bit nitpicky, but I also think it's good to spell check and use that spell checker that's on your browser because it makes you sound a lot smarter.
We have two people calling in with the same pet peeve. We'll let Dominic in East Patchogue say it. Hey, Dominic.
Hi. I hate when people post what they're eating or about to eat or what they're cooking.
That is a really big one. We got a lot of tweets from people saying, stop posting photos of your food because it looks like animal vomit. It's just not pretty.
I don't like pointless, mundane tweets in general. That would be one of mine. Pointless, mundane tweets like Saturday morning, getting coffee at Starbucks.
Exactly. But again, some people tweet so just to connect with their friends and family and let them know what they're up to. And so for some people, that totally works. But again, you want to curate your Twitter to have the types of information that you want. So maybe that's just not the right person to follow.
Raul in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Raul.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What you got?
My daughter's in nursery school, and the nursery school compiled all the parents onto a single email list. And one of the parents took it upon themselves to use said email list to promote her Zumba classes.
No.
And I get 3 emails a day, and they're always all in caps. And I tell my wife, this is illegal and annoying, and I need to call her out publicly. And my wife is just pleading with me, please don't embarrass yourself. And
okay.
I don't know what to do with this woman.
Advice time.
Okay.
Should he call her out?
So, okay, there's 3 elements to this. First of all, your nursery school is really stupid for CCing all of you on one email. They should have BCC'd you. That was their mistake. Please email them and tell them to stop CCing all of you on the same email. Next, you can absolutely send her an email that says, please stop putting me on these lists. If she's still doing it, you can set up a filter in your email box that will take all of her messages and send them right to the trash.
Good luck, Raul. We've got about 30 seconds left. And now that you've complained about people for 15 minutes, what do you like that people do on social media?
I have to say, I am absolutely in love with live tweeting. One of my favorite shows is Scandal. If you guys follow me, you know I talk incessantly about that show.
On Thursday nights, you are tweeting about Scandal.
On Thursday night, my whole timeline is talking about Scandal. But what's really cool about it is it's like watching television with 10,000 of the funniest people that I know. And it's just, it makes every show more interesting. And if I can't catch the show, it makes it really fun too.
Francesca Lee Ramsey, follow her on Twitter at Cheska Lee. That's L-E-I-G-H, Cheska Lee. See her new social media etiquette video blog post at WNYC.org. And we're going to go out with another of your pieces. This is your parody video of Beyoncé's Countdown, which will get the last word today. Francesca, this was super fun. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Technically, that's not my fault. Me and my boo, yeah, we're going to get married. Debt is a load that we both got to carry. Didn't know my interest rate would be 12%. Payments just as high as New York City rent. Oh, should have stayed down on Wall Street with that help me. Not sure what I should do. Broccoli.